Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Have you ever looked at the night sky, deep into the Milky Way galaxy, and wondered what it would be like to travel through the stars, passing through all the different constellations and seeing all the planets from every angle? It sounds like a dream. If it was a possibility, would you go? Would you take the risk? What if you never made it back?
Throughout human history, there have been stories. Stories that chill us to the bone, leaving us questioning the world around us and remind us that truth is often stranger than fiction. These tales echo through time, whispers of unexplained disappearances, restless spirits, and crimes so baffling they defy logic. Tonight, we peel back the layers of reality to uncover the darkness lurking just beneath the surface. Was it fate, chance, or something far more sinister? Journey with us as we delve into the mysterious, the supernatural, and the true crimes that have haunted our collective consciousness. This is All Things Mysterious, where the shadows hold secrets, and every story is a puzzle waiting to be solved.
Granger Taylor wasn't a normal kid, according to a lot of people. But normal is boring, if you ask me. Thankfully, Duncan, British Columbia, seemed to allow him to thrive. He did well enough in school. He just wasn't the most social kid. However, when he dropped out of school in eighth grade to focus on his mechanical work, the town quickly realized this is where he would thrive. Granger was truly a gifted mind. He could pretty much build anything, and he did. Cars, trucks, bulldozers. He even built a plane. He fully restored by hand a Kitty Hawk from World War II that ended up on display by a private collector in North Dakota. And this was before he was 20 years old, if I remember right. and he pulled a steam locomotive that he found in the forest and rebuilt the entire thing by hand. And it was beautiful enough and restored well enough that it's now on display at the British Columbia Forest Discovery Museum in Duncan, British Columbia. And he's pretty much considered a genius at this point. So he's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's definitely impressive.
I mean, at this point, he was in high school. And he's rebuilding steam engines.
I mean, here we got you know, in your 30s and you can't even work a computer, so.
I don't even know if I would go far as a computer. Like, I don't even touch the microphone, okay?
That is very true. Last time she touched the microphone, it literally broke for like a week.
I don't touch anything. He seemed to be a really gifted mind, and it's actually really cool. I guess a lot of the people in his town would really flock to him, and he would take younger kids under his wing and kind of teach them how to build things and teach them mechanical work. And they really kind of look up to him, which was really neat, especially considering he was really kind of socially awkward. And I found that really kind of neat because he wasn't the most social person, but he still kind of took them under his wing. Unfortunately, he still had his flaws. So according to who he considered his best friend, Robert Keller, he smoked a lot of marijuana and sometimes took LSD. And Granger was also completely obsessed, and Matt's gonna love this, with aliens and space travel.
I don't blame him there. Minus the LSD part. I don't know about that, but honestly, when you said that he had a flaw, I thought the flaw was going to be that his name was Chester.
Definitely not Chester. No Chester in this episode that I'm aware of.
There's always a Chester.
I don't think there's a Chester in this episode, but there's some really cool stuff, but no Chester. Sorry to disappoint. No Chester.
I think we need to get shirts made up that said, fuck Chester.
No Chester.
Anyways, going back to the story.
No Chester. Anyway, he was completely obsessed with aliens and space travel. And Robert Keller said that he talked about aliens and space travel so often, and he'd seen Star Wars in theater at least 4 times. And I mean, let's be honest, the 70s and even the 60s, like space travel and outer space, it was a big theme in movies and TV shows and everything else. I mean, it was really big coming out of that point. We had Star Wars, we had Star Trek. I'm sure there were some other shows that I'm thinking of, but there were so many shows that had come out that had got people really thinking about outer space. And Granger just could not get enough. And he was so obsessed with the idea that he built himself a flying saucer in his backyard, made of discarded satellite dishes and scrap metal. Because, like I said, he literally could build anything. Now, unfortunately, he couldn't fly.
Well, I mean, if it could fly, I'd be more impressed, but still.
They made it into a man cave, though.
Now, that would be cool. I'm just trying to visualize it. Like, it's just not really making... I mean, I guess they must have been really large.
They were the giant satellite dishes, like 10, 15 feet at least, like huge satellite dishes.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, it's super easy to Google. I'll see if maybe we can put a picture of it somewhere, but huge satellite dishes. According to Robert, it was in this saucer that Granger admitted to him that aliens had been contacting him telepathically. During these conversations with the aliens, they would talk about propulsion systems, mechanics, electronics, traveling outer space, all of that fun stuff. And eventually, the aliens offered to take Granger on a trip through the galaxy, and Granger accepted. He said they would be picking him up during a huge storm on a mountain so they wouldn't be seen or heard.
All I gotta say is that must be some good LSD.
You would think. You would think. So, obviously, a lot of people did not take this seriously. They were like, okay, sure, buddy.
He had me until the aliens spoke to me telepathically thing.
Right. And I'm pretty sure that most other people said the same thing. They were like, sure, that sounds great.
Because this is going to go off on a little tangent, but wasn't there that cult that thought the same thing, that they had to commit suicide because the spaceship was going to pick them up from Halley's Comet or something?
I'm going to be honest, you've lost me.
I just remember watching about a cult one time.
Probably.
I think it was the Jonestown thing. I could be totally wrong. But I know there was a cult that they said that they needed to commit suicide during Halley's Comet because the aliens were coming up behind the comet.
That was true.
It might not be done. I don't remember what sounds. But anyway.
Anywho, back to the story, Matthew. Back to the story.
Hey, that story makes just as much sense as this one, so.
But I'm getting there. Obviously, nobody really took it seriously because they were like, okay, this dude is losing it. But, I mean, he was harmless. He was helping kids, teaching mechanics. Like, yeah, he smoked some marijuana. Yeah, he took some LSD. But he's harmless. Yeah, he talks to aliens in his head. But he's not doing anything bad. He's building stuff on the side. Until November 29th of 1980, when Granger stopped by one of his favorite restaurants, Bob's Bar and Grill, and then it started to storm. Some papers called it the storm of the century. Granger left the restaurant around 6:30 p.m. and was never seen again. The next morning, during storm cleanup, Granger's father found this letter and a will that had been left behind. The letter reads, "Dear Mother and Father, I have gone away to walk aboard an alien spaceship as Recurring Dreams assured a 42-month interstellar voyage to explore the vast universe, then return. I am leaving behind all my possessions to you as I will no longer require the use of any. Please use the instructions in my will as a guide to help. Love, Granger." The will was standard, except it had been edited. Instead of deceased, it had been changed to the word departed. And then, on the back of the actual note, there is a hand-drawn map. And some locals thought that it looked like a place called Waterloo Mountain, which was located about 10 miles southwest of their home. So the search began.
Sorry, I'm just stuck on this map. Did it have a hidden map on it like the last story?
No National Treasure-style maps found.
Okay, I'm disappointed already.
I mean, are there aliens in this story? Yes. Unfortunately, no National Treasure-style maps. Sorry.
Way to disappoint
you. I can do one or the other, okay?
Next week, I want the story with both.
I'll do my best, okay? I will not disappoint. I will do my best.
Throw parallel universes into that, too.
You know what? I will start digging, okay? I will throw all sorts of crazy stuff out there. I'll see what I can find.
So we'll get into this in the very end, and then I'll also share what my beliefs are on this.
Oh, there's a little bit more.
I know, and that's why I'm going to let you continue for now.
Okay.
Continue.
In 1986, a work crew discovered a crater several meters in diameter on a slope overlooking Duncan. Around the crater were fragmented remains of a truck. Unfortunately, it was so degraded that you couldn't tell the model of the actual truck, nor the color. But the Royal Canadian Mounted Police also found human bones, but they could not be identified.
So then just wait a few years, and when technology exists, then identify them.
They've never actually been identified to this day. And we don't know where they went.
I was just about ready to make that joke, because a lot of these stories, especially with bones and remains.
Well, and they were only like a couple small bones. It wasn't like a full body. I mean, for all we know, it could have been like a finger bone.
Yeah, but it's just amazing how many of these stories are that, you know, the remains were just totally lost.
Mm-hmm.
So note to self, if you ever find remains, don't trust them to officials in the 1980s.
I mean, to be fair, it wasn't 86. It's been a long time, and it was very small human bones.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Aside from knowing they were human, which, to be honest, I'm kind of proud of them for that, because from what I could tell, they were very small, like probably finger bones or toe bones. That was as far as they could identify them. And so they probably thought, you know, these aren't very important. Which, silly people, why? Why would you do that? But then, eventually somebody put two and two together and thought, wait a second. What if this is where Granger went? So that's where the theories begin. The first theory is that he actually went up into space with the aliens. But time travels differently in space, and he's still out there. So that crater is where the aliens took off, and that's just their evidence, right? Of like the propulsion system and all of that fun stuff. And that's just where his truck was left. I don't know how the human bones would actually work out in that, aside from maybe there's just old remains that were there. Unfortunately, I don't know how that exactly works out. But that's a theory that I personally just like to believe, because I want him to be up in space. I want to believe it, okay?
Yeah, so before we get into this, I want to state where I stand. Because I 100% believe that there are aliens. Statistically speaking, there has to be aliens out there. I don't know what shape, form, or, you know, how they are, but I do believe that there are aliens. However, I do not necessarily believe that aliens have been to Earth. that kind of, to me, is the, where I kind of draw the line. Like, I don't know. It's, to me, it seemed unlikely. Going into this story, I'm kind of on the skeptic side of it, where this dude just sounds like he was on LSD and was tripping his balls off and was just totally probably ended up dying somewhere and his body never was found.
I mean, while that's fair, though, think of all the things that this guy could build. If they were going to go find somebody, if they were going to go find someone and teach them all like their fancy mechanical ways, think of the things that they could teach him.
Yeah, but I mean, they're an advanced civilization to be able to have a spaceship to travel through space. What are they going to do with a human that can build stuff?
I don't think that they wanted to teach him, like, they just wanted to show him things.
They probably wanted to put him in a zoo.
So?
I mean, you're stating, you know, these alien creatures, if they do exist, and they were here, they are significantly more intelligent than us.
Fair.
I mean, if you want proof of that, just watch any, you know, video of someone from Florida, and you can see that instantly. Sorry, it's my turn to do a jab in on Florida this week.
Sorry, not sorry, Florida.
But they would have to be significantly more intelligent than us. So why would they even be? I mean, it would be essentially us trying to communicate with Neanderthals.
I mean, but it's fascinating, though. Like, think about us and our fascination with dinosaurs, for instance.
Yeah.
Because, like, look at our fascination with dinosaurs. Look at, like, us with Jurassic Park and how we're, like, obsessed with Jurassic Park. I am obsessed with Jurassic Park. I'll admit that I've watched it so many times, and I love dinosaurs, and I want, every time there's new information out about a dinosaur, I want to know about it because that's just cool. It's interesting and it's cool, and I want to know about it.
Yeah, but that again kind of proves my point. Dinosaurs are cool and interesting. Humans, not so much.
Well, yeah, but like, what if they look at us like that? Like, oh, look at what the cute little humans are doing now.
They're taking mind-altering drugs and they're killing each other and they're destroying their planet. I mean, you know, to me, like, the whole alien topic, and I'm going to get off on a little tangent here, but it's, like, self-serving. Like, we think so highly of ourselves that we think that aliens would be interested in us.
Maybe they are.
I thank you, Jordan, for proving my point exactly.
Maybe they are. Maybe they would be. I don't know. We've seen so many random UFOs, okay?
Yeah, and that's the one thing. Like, I don't necessarily, I believe that a lot more, that there are aliens that are just, you know, watching us from afar. Why? I mean, it would be like you go into a zoo, you know, you want to watch the animals. You don't want to necessarily go in the cages unless you're insane, which I'm pretty sure Jordan's about ready to tell me if she wants to go in.
Oh, I would 100% go in the cage.
I knew that was coming.
Anyone who knows me knows I would 100% be going in the cages. I'd probably die, but you know what? That's how I want to go, okay?
But that proves my point, that no sane person would want to go in the cage with the animals.
If that's how I go, that's how I go. If I die because I wanted to pet a tiger, that's how I die.
So, I mean, to me, this is where I'm kind of on the fence on this, and I don't know much about this story. I just know what you told me, because I don't read up on the story before you tell me, so you could be telling me something that's totally a lie right now. I don't know. But
I don't typically lie.
I know. What it is you're going to, like, make up a completely fake story and you're going to have me believing it, though.
Oh, that would be really funny to do.
That was
really, really funny
to do.
That's what
I'm doing next week.
Oh, rude.
But, so I've honestly never even heard this before. But to me, it just sounds like he was hopped up on LSD and was kind of all kinds of cuckoo and just probably end up dying somewhere.
It's possible, but like, he had so much going for him.
Yeah, but I don't think the aliens wanted to come to the mountain and pick him up.
I mean, maybe. But that leads me to theory number two. The second theory is not nearly as much fun. The second theory is that Granger concocted all of this and then blew himself up on that mountain. However, I have some not necessarily evidence against it, because it's not really evidence, but I don't know, familial stuff? That doesn't make sense. So we knew that he was into marijuana and LSD. However, all of his family, all of his friends said that his mental health was very, very sound. He had a really solid job. He had a lot of money. Okay, so he didn't have to worry about any of that stuff. He had no problems there. He never drank, ever. Now, he did, obviously, do some drugs on the side, but he never drank. He refused to do it because he didn't like how drinking affected his thoughts.
I'm sold. Let's call it a day. I'm so glad he took the stand against drinking. Yeah. But LSD was fine.
According to his family, they said that he never drank because drinking affected his clarity of thought. So he didn't like to drink at all. So he never drank. But I don't know. It just doesn't, to me, it doesn't make sense because I can understand if maybe he just wanted to disappear, but I don't necessarily like the idea of suicide.
See, and the one thing I will say on this is why I'm not taking too much stock in what the family said is family doesn't always know what's going on in someone's head, you know, in your head. There's been many cases of people committing suicide and their family not ever realizing that they were going through it. Especially when you start talking about depression, mental health, you know, a lot of times it's a silent battle. It's a battle that they deal with on their own.
I agree with that too. But Robert Keller more or less said the exact same thing. And he was his buddy, his best friend. And he pretty much repeated the same thing. He said his mental health was completely sound.
Yeah, but I mean, they're kind of invested in this, that it gives them hope that, you know, he somehow got abducted by aliens and he's still alive out there. So, I mean, that kind of would make it where they want to believe that he was sound and that what he said was accurate.
I mean, I'm just saying, I would like to believe that it's accurate. I don't want to believe. That's just me. That's just me. But they also never found his truck and they also never found his actual body, as long as, you know, they never did actually test those lovely the remains that they lost.
Yeah,
that's what they keep doing.
They probably found it and they just don't realize it.
Probably. But even then, it was only a couple small bones and a couple tiny bits of truck that they can't identify. And that's it. Now, I will admit, he did have access to dynamite. I guess the family kept bits of dynamite on their farm to blow up stumps with. So he did have access to dynamite. So it's a possibility. So it was accessible.
Well, there we go. Case solved.
But where's the rest of him?
Probably in space.
You know what? I'll accept that.
He made it to space, just not the way that he was planning.
Drops of Jupiter is playing in my head for everybody right now.
I wish I could just play bits of that song now.
It's a great song. I just want you guys to know. But regardless, personally, I want to believe that he's out there traveling the galaxy. Because that's what I want to believe. I want to believe that he took an interstellar journey, a voyage amongst the stars.
Yeah, see, on this one, there's just too many, like, there's nothing that convinces me. Honestly, once you said that he did LSD all the time, that kind of, to me,
that sealed the deal.
Yeah, that kind of took away some of his credibility. Not necessarily that doing drugs takes away your credibility, but when you're talking about aliens coming down, kidnapping you, or, you know, taking you to their planet, that
they wanted to take him on a vacation.
Well, he definitely went on a vacation, just not what he was planning on.
I want to go on a vacation. But still, regardless, it is really sad that he's never been found. For the longest time, his family left their doors unlocked. After that 42 months, the day he was supposed to be back, a bunch of them waited, like, that night, which I think is really sweet, just to see if something would happen. Unfortunately, it didn't. But I thought that was really sweet that they were like, you know what? We're going to be hopeful. Nothing did. But I thought that was really sweet that they were like, you know what? This might be crazy, but we're going to give this a shot.
You said it. That was crazy.
It might be, but you know what? They had enough faith that they were like, it's been 42 months. We're going to wait. We're going to give it a shot. Let's see.
Honestly, this story is just, he took too much LSD, went crazy, probably blew himself to pieces. Case closed.
I prefer to think that he's out there in space with the aliens.
Yeah, he's out there in space with the aliens. They need a new exhibit for their zoo. That's what happened.
You know what? I'll even accept that. That's fine. Because maybe aliens think that we're cute. I don't know. Like, to watch. Like, elephants think that we're cute to watch. The same way that we think that dogs are cute. I read that once in an article.
If you think humans are cute, I mean, just go in Walmart at nighttime. That'll change your mind.
That is accurate. I miss 24/7 Walmart.
I miss the free entertainment. And this is coming from me, who I used to work at a Walmart overnights. That was the best entertainment of your life. And on that note.
And so, the mystery of Granger Taylor remains. Did he truly embark on an interstellar journey, leaving behind the world he once knew to explore the vast unknown? Or did something more tragic happen that night in the storm? Whatever the truth may be, his story continues to captivate and inspire, whether as a cautionary tale of obsession or as a hopeful dream of reaching beyond the stars. Perhaps somewhere out there, Granger is still traveling among the constellations, looking down at us, wondering if we're finally ready to join him.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.